Yeah. Hello. So my name is Cisco Foley. I work for the Document Foundation as a QA engineer. And today I'm going to explain how in the last month I clean up the unit test code that we used. So it all started. So basically this is a report from Jenkins. And there was one test, this one, CPP unit test, SC VBA macro test failing on Windows. We didn't know it was failing for quite some time, and we didn't really know what was the problem. It was failing every now and then. And in the end, it turned out that it was a problem that the teardown method disposing this MX component was missing. And well, eventually it was fixed thanks to Noel. So I started to look at other places where these kind of problems might happen in the unit test. So basically, when we want to create a unit test class, these are the four main classes that we can use. So this one is the one inheriting from directly from the library CPP unit test. So this is the basic one you use to create a basic test, and basically it handles the setup and teardown of the test. Then if you want to, let's say, work with documents to load them and so on, you can use also this macro test. And then when you want to work with XML, let's say you want to parse those XMLs, you can use that class, XML test tools. And finally, we have a special class that we use to load and save documents, but we only care if they fail or if they pass. So the idea, because most of the classes that we have in unit test, they normally inherit from these two here, or in some special cases, they inherit from the three from these three. So basically the idea was to create a kind of a wrapper for these two and then another one for the other three. So when I started to do it, a lot of duplicates were found, especially with the setup and teardown methods. So this could be removed in all the classes. Then same for the X component. Each class defined their own X component. So now we only define it in the AP test class. So this removed a lot of duplicate definitions. And I also found that we had a special AP test class for calc for no real reason. So this was merged into the AP test class. And actually, I also factored out other methods like for parsing PDF export or execute a macro or create a temp copy. We have the Impress and Calc modules. We had their own methods to load and save files. They were actually copy-paste from the filter test class, and they were actually very complicated to set up. Basically, you have to define all the formats that you wanted to use, then create this array with all the formats, and then finally the load of the document looks something like this, where you have to define the clipboard, the version, and it was in the end really complicated, and we already had a method for that. And so basically now instead of returning a reference, a Doxel reference, we just basically load the local document and save and reload, and makes it easy. And the problem before, it was that after we were done with the test, we need to close the reference, and in some tests it was missing. So that's not a problem anymore. And also there were many places where this kind of chunk of code was used to save and reload the document. So they are gone. There were many of them. So now it's just one line to do that. And the good thing is that now we always validate the files on export. And in case there is a problem with the validator, we can also use the skip validation. And there is also support for password exporting and importing. That's something that in the past only that was only available in writer module. Okay. And yeah, the same for parse export. SD, SW, and SC, they use their own ways of handling this, while we already have it in macro test, so there was also a duplicate for that, and right now we just do it like that. And yeah, there were also operators that were duplicates, like for instance, this one for comparing colors, there was also for comparing rectangles, so they were already duplicates in Impress and Calc and Writer, so all of them are gone now. And there was also a problem with this unit test. The problem is that the way it works, it compares the calculations using OpenCL enable and disable. And the problem is that before I found out, they were always the comparison was always when it's enabled, so the test didn't actually test anything. And now that's fixed. And also we also had some custom asserts like this one, assert formula equal, which can be done as a string comparison and just using the get formula. So yeah, in the end, a lot of duplicated code was dropped. And yeah, that's it. Thank you. I think we still have time for maybe a quick question, if anyone.
We've got some 2 minutes of questions, if there's any from the room.
MESS, M-E-S-S, is the new name for a software that we use. Sorry, Joe.
Yeah.
That's how you brought it with the first slide.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, thank you.